This is a short demonstration of the Accessibility Checker tool, which is available in Office programs. It is free of charge, easy to use, and tells you how to fix the problems. Here is an accessibility checklist for Office programs, and now we will concentrate on the point number 5, test accessibility with Accessibility Checker. You find it in the Review and Accessibility tab, and it is useful for finding common accessibility issues. It gives you a report which shows all the errors found, as well as gives an explanation why and how these problems should be fixed. So it is very easy to use, and you don't have to have any preliminary knowledge or understanding of these accessibility issues. Although I must say that manual checks are usually still needed because this checker does not detect all the problems, nor it is not able to tell you the correct reading order of the objects on the slides that you have manually built. But let's have a look how it works. So here is an example PowerPoint slideshow, which I will use to demonstrate to you the how this accessibility checker works. And let's first have a look what kind of slideshow I have created here. So here's the title page and accessibility benefits all, this one slide. And here is an image and then some notes to remember with interesting font choices and a slide with true or false title and then a few facts on video captions. Let's see how the accessibility checker finds the issues here. So we go to the review tab and choose check accessibility and check accessibility. And now in 1 second, we have a list of the errors and other possible issues of this slideshow. So to begin with, these errors are issues that can make this slideshow unusable for people with some disabilities and special needs. So these we must fix. Then warnings are usually something that this checker is not sure. It's kind of suggesting that there might be problems with these issues. So for example, here, check the reading order of the slide. And then there is an interesting title called Intelligent Services, which means that this checker is suggesting something for us that might help us. But please remember, always check these suggestions. They are not always as intelligent as they sound. But let's see. So here, let's start with the first error here, missing alternative text. When you click this title, you can access then the actual errors. And if we see the structure of this accessibility checker, when you click this error issue here, it takes you to the slide where this error is and kind of activates the object where this problem is. And here you have the additional information. Why do you need to fix this and how to fix this, step-by-step instructions. So this is good. You don't have to remember anything by heart because this accessibility checker helps you step-by-step and even provides you more information if you wish to read more about making documents accessible. And here, if you click this error message, content placeholder 4, it gives you recommended actions, either add a description or mark as decorative. So does this image now have anything, any particular information that is necessary for the person who is looking at this presentation? Or is it just decorative image? Well, this is now decorative. So when I mark this as decorative, then the screen reader passes this without informing the user that there is image. because there's nothing particular to tell. It's just for the decoration. Good. Now we solve this problem. And then there's another one, another image missing the alternative text. Let's go to the picture on the slide 3. And now here's a good title saying how to create a good alternative text. Because now when we look at this image, we should think, what is the information that we want to provide for the user? A very bad description would be to write that there's blue scale on the green background, because that doesn't tell anything about the information that this image wants to share. But if we want to have a good descriptive alternative text, then we would write something like inclusion and participation are more important than individual arrangements or more recommendable. And how to write the alternative text? You can click here, add description. I could write now inclusion and participation are more important than individual arrangements. Good. So now we have fixed this alternative text problem. Then we had a missing slide title on slide 3. This is actually the same slide. And now if you look at the left side of this view, we can see the titles of other slides here, but this number 3 does not have a kind of heading title. And now, for example, a person with a screen reader, if this person would like to scroll this presentation and then kind of get an idea what this is about, then this person is not able to navigate here using the headings of the slides, because now this slide is missing the information. So the easiest way would be to use these ready templates. So for example, if I just then copy this title here, now then this PowerPoint presentation knows that this is now the title. It's okay, I can still drag it here, or I could mark it as heading, but this is now the kind of easy way. And now problem solved. And then we have now fix the errors, but then there's this check reading order warning. And this usually happens if you kind of build the slide on your own and do not use these templates, or have many objects that you have added to the slide. So let's see. Recommended action is to verify object order. And why do we need to do this? Because people who, once again, who use the screen reader, if they access this slide and they don't know the order, or the screen reader does not have the information of the correct order, it starts reading it in a kind of random order, or the order in which the objects were added to the slide, it may not make any sense. So usually we want to start with the title of the slide and continue in the correct order. So let's go and fix this verify object order. And here on the list, the objects are listed in the order that the screen reader will read them in. And the number next to each object indicates the position in the sequence. And objects without a number will be skipped because they are marked decorative, as we did to this one image in the beginning. And now we see that the first object to read would be this information of the copyright of the image, and the second one would be the title. Well, we would like to start with the title. So we mark, just drag and drop, make it the first with the number 1. And now we have verified the order. And then we should do the same for the slide number three, verify the reading order. And we would like to start with the title. We make it number one, how to create a good alternative text. And in this case, actually, now that we created a good alternative text for this image, it's enough to read the title and the good alternative text of the image. And then we have one last point here, suggested alternative text. I strongly recommend to check these because they are not always very, very good. So let's see what's the description. Dear AI has written that this is a pile of small boxes, and it also notifies the screen reader user that this description automatically was automatically generated with low confidence. Oh well, a pile of small boxes doesn't give any proper information for the user. So let's mark this as decorative. Now we are informed that there are no accessibility issues anymore, and people with disabilities should not have difficulty reading this presentation. But as I said in the beginning, it still may not be fully accessible in the meaning that there are still issues to fix. As I told you, this accessibility checker does not necessarily find all the issues. For example, starting with this first slide, creating accessible learning materials. This is not very well readable, meaning that the contrast is not sufficient. So, for example, if our students would be reading this slide on their mobile devices in a bright sunshine, they might not see this text very well. And this was something that this accessibility detector did not figure out. So let's fix it now. Creating accessible learning materials. I just added more contrast, meaning that this font was dark enough compared to the background. Good. And I think there's another contrast issue here on the slide number two. I've noticed many people like to use this kind of or do this kind of slides where there's a title or the text is on top of a photo or another image. And this is nice and fine, but you always have to check that the text is still readable and there's enough contrast. So for example, if we want to keep this image and still have a readable text, we could just simply use some background color behind the text. And of course, I could then, if I would like to fix this more, I could have some change the transparency of this also. But however, now there's enough contrast. And another issue that this accessibility checker did not warn us about are these unclear hyperlinks. Usually there is no need to write the link there. I understand some cases where you don't share the digital version, but you only print something, but then I would have this recommend to do some short links or so. But however, when a user with a screen reader comes to this slide, the screen reader starts reading this HTTP address and alphabet by alphabet, letter by letter, and that's not very, very good. So if I want to share this link, then I just put it a bit differently. So you paint the text, kind of select the text that you want to use as a link text, and then insert and link. And there it is. Now it's properly marked hyperlink. And then we go to slide number four. Here we can see some contrast issues as well as unclear fonts. So especially if you want to show this presentation, please make sure that the fonts are clear, people are able to read them, and there's enough contrast. So for example, now I would just change the color to black or some other very, very dark color, and then choose some other font here. Or you can use this kind of style where you can copy the style. Yeah. And then we have two more slides to go. What is the problem here? Accessibility checker didn't see any issues here. Well, here the color is used as the only way of conveying meaning here. So the title says true or false, and there are some sentences here about accessibility. And now it's only the color indicating if they are correct or not. So the poor student who might have problems in detecting colors couldn't know which ones are true and which ones are false. So here, for example, we could mark the ones that are true under the title, that they are true, and then the ones that are false under the title that these ones are false. For example, like this. Now we still have this nice way of using the color as informing the true or false correctness here, but still it is clear even if you can't see the colors. And then one more slide. So what's wrong here? Because the accessibility checker didn't mention anything. Well, this is not very informative slide in the sense that there's way too much text. Then there are these hyperlinks that are just copy pasted as such. So I'd say no one will remember anything from this slide. So if you would like to make this a bit more accessible, well, we would start by hiding the links like this. Do the same thing for all of them. And also, this could be marked in a bit better way, but let's do this now the fast way. And then these are very long lists. So I would, for example, with this slide, I would divide the information into two different slides and then make the lists shorter. So for example, one slide explaining what they are, what captions are, and what information they include. Something like this. And then on the other slide, we must have describing titles as well. Like something like video captions are important and benefits, for example, like this. I would make these lists shorter. I will not now use the time for it, but not very long lists, but for example, just a couple of keywords per list, so that they would be easier to read and remember.